Bicycle Greenway's Mountain Mover podcast series. Here you will get up close and personal with people who are taking giant steps for the betterment of cyclists and for the planet itself. Okay, we have with us here today from her home in Davis, California, the mayor of Davis, California, Ruth Asmussen. I'm saying that last name correct. I don't feel like I'm getting that right. Okay. You just got back from China. Tell us about
Martin,
that.
Yes, Martin. Good morning. How are you? No, I was in China for 13 days. I took a Davis delegation there to our sister city, Huishan District, part of Wuxi City. There's 5 million people in Wuxi, and the Huishan District is like a trusteeship in within the city. There are lots of cars now, but still not affordable to a lot of the people. So they use a lot of bicycles all over. And some of their bicycles now are motorized, which the public officials are lamenting because they're motorized, the people are not having more exercise. You know, when they ride their bicycle, they exercise. That's also healthy. But now they're motorizing some of their bicycles, and so maybe it's less healthy than when they use bicycles. But we were very interested in the way they have their bicycle path, bicycle lane, and how they separate them from the traffic. They have very nice bollards or very nice landscaping to separate bike path and the traffic. And then they have also in their light poles, the way they design the light poles, there are two lights, one facing the traffic, the car street, and the other one is a lower lighting that lights the bike path.
Oh,
and it's just very nice. So I was just telling my city manager who went with me along that maybe we send our bike coordinator and also our public works director to go there and learn how they work on the under traffic, their lightings and their signals also. It's very good. Their intersections are very good, very safe.
Wow.
So I'm hoping that we would incorporate some of those things that we saw here in Davis. Uh-huh. You know, we are very proud of what we have done in Davis. Mm-hmm. We have lots of bike paths, bike lanes, and most of our streets have bike lanes. There's still a small segment that we're trying to incorporate bike lanes because people ride their bicycle along with the cars, and you know, there's been a few accidents there, so we're trying to create a separate bike lane along the street.
Okay, let me ask you, Mayor, do you ride? I know you're a three-speed.
I ride. I ride a tricycle, and I like it because I have a big. You know, I always carry a lot of you know, reading materials with me, and when I go around, and I bring things with me. So my tricycle is great because I have a big basket behind me.
And how long have you been the mayor up there, Mayor Ruth?
Well, I've been mayor since 2004, year.
Okay.
Over a year and a half now, and I have until June 06.
And I want to ask you, your husband was a mayor, used to be a mayor.
Yes, he was actually on the city council in 68 to 72, 1968-72.
Okay.
He was mayor 70 to 72.
And was he a cyclist also?
Yes, actually, he loved cycling, and his mode of exercise is he had a Peugeot bicycle that he loved.
Yeah.
And when he gets home from the office, he would ride, or on weekends, he would ride actually to Berryessa past Winters, which is about
30-40
miles. Then coming back, so that's about 20 miles.
Wow.
And he just enjoyed bicycle, and so that's why he was always supportive of bike lanes, bike paths in Davis. Whenever there was a development, he was the bike path and bike lanes were incorporated.
Back in 1970, when he was running the city or operating as the mayor, it was a bike city back then.
Right, because I think they started actually in the late 60s.
Uh-huh.
So he was part, you know, I think it actually was the council before him that really worked on incorporating in the city development bike lanes. And so he carried through that because he was always supportive of bicycles. That was always his mode of transportation when he was in Davis.
So when the high wheel bicycle became your logo, became the city's image, Was that then in the 60s then? Is that probably when that took place?
I think so. You know, that part of history, I'm not sure. It's always been there, so I never thought about it because it's been a part of our city history, city logo.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, our promotion director, Bob Bohr, who actually was part of our delegation, he was just so excited about what he saw in China. And he was telling the people there that when they come and visit, he's going to teach them how to ride the high wheeler.
Right.
Whenever we have parade, he actually rides that high wheeler with his son Spencer, smaller high wheeler, and they usually wear Uncle Sam's costume. And
right.
He's very proud of that thing.
Right. I see Bob. I see Bob Bowen in some of the high wheel events that we do down
right.
here in the Bay Area,
yes.
and his son Spencer. See, and Bob also wrote the history of the high wheeler, which is included in your city pages. A well written explanation of the high wheel bicycle, I probably should add. And just for our listeners, I need to explain that Davis is a town of 64,000 people,
yes.
half of which are probably students, correct?
Well, not the city of Davis, we have. Well, 64,000. We've been saying 65, but 65,000.
Mm-hmm.
About a third of that are students because,
third.
UC Davis has 30,000 students.
Right.
And some of the students who live in apartments, they're counted as our residents. So we have basically about 40,000 probably permanent residents.
Uh-huh.
And then a third of that are students living
okay.
in Davis.
You're separated from Sacramento by about 15 to 20 miles, is that correct?
Yes, we have the causeway, which
okay.
I think that's the hard part. But, you know, I didn't even realize how bad that is until you pointed that to us last year.
Uh-huh.
We have several Davis residents who ride their bicycle to work in the capital or near the capital. I know a friend, actually a very good friend of mine, she's a lawyer, and she would ride her bike every day to Sacramento, and then as soon as she gets there, she takes a shower in the office. And she never, you know, she never told me about that. And so when you mentioned that, or the group mentioned that to us last year and this year, I was a little, you know, surprised because I haven't heard. But I'm glad that you did because if that's really very hard, especially at noon or about 2-3 o'clock, I guess, when the heat is very strong,
mm-hmm.
that's really a very hard segment to ride a bicycle. We asked our bicycle commission to look at what we can do about that. Maybe give us some recommendation what we can do, what the city council can do, and if we can do it, then maybe we could ask our assemblywoman Lois Walk to do something about it. But anyway, we'll start the ball rolling on how we can improve that segment.
Okay, I guess for our listeners, what needs to be understood is that last year, two, 3 years now, we've ridden Sacramento, Folsom to Sacramento to Davis, part of our mayor's ride, and the most difficult section of that ride has been getting from Sacto to Davis because of the fact that the Yellow Causeway runs along. Is that 5 there? Interstate 5?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got cars literally separated by a concrete wall and pretty good protection, but right next to you, traveling 65 miles an hour, towing boats, throwing up their exhaust, throwing dirt all over everything, and it's just a very difficult, noisy, horrid connection. And a lot of Davisites kind of just take that for granted. That's the price they pay to get to Sacramento and back. And I made a note that wasn't a very pleasant part of the ride. Okay, so changing gears here just a wee bit. Are bikes part of the policy there, part of the general policy of the city of Davis?
Well, it's been, I think, yes, because, you know, Davis would like to continue to make sure that is a healthy alternative mode of transportation. We're really pushing for more bike ridership. It used to be quite high, I think about 25% a few years ago, and now it's going down. I know that all our kids, my kids anyway, when they were going to school, they rode their bikes to elementary school, to junior high school, high school. that we have now new people coming in, new families, and I guess they're not used to it. Some of them don't ride their bikes because I think parents are scared to send their kids to school on their own. And so what our bicycle commission is trying to do is to educate more of our elementary school, public school kids anyway, to make sure that they ride together, teaching them safety and also healthy lifestyle. And that's one of the goals of the our bicycle commission.
Okay.
And it's just that parents sometimes are concerned. I've heard from some parents that they don't want their kids riding on their own to school.
Well, there's two things about that. You guys are growing, and you're becoming a bedroom community almost. Is that not correct?
Yes.
Now, you've got a green belt that surrounds the city. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, whenever we have a development, we require the new development to have a certain percentage of green belts, open space. We have actually very strong in making sure that we have open spaces behind the developments, and so people could have recreation, riding their bicycle, walking. So we're trying to push more for walkable, bikeable community.
Okay.
And even now, our downtown, we used to have a traffic light there. We remove it. We remove the traffic light so that I guess it's harder for cars to go now because everybody has to stop. And so we're encouraging more bicyclists and more pedestrians. And actually, I've heard from bicyclists that they like it, and also pedestrian, because it's more safer for them now.
Slows the
traffic down.
Great.
Right.
What is your relationship with the university? Is there an unspoken type of edict, or how does that work? I mean, that's a big bike campus. And
yes. Well, the university is separate. It's actually outside the city, mm-hmm. outside the city of Davis. But we've always had a great relationship because the city is here because of the university, and the university enjoys the amenities that the city provides. And so we've maintained a collaborative relationship for a long, long time. Hmm. And we make sure that the students, as well as the faculty and staff, have residence or have housing for them in the city.
Great. The Davis Double. Are you you're familiar with that?
The Double Century?
Right, yes, okay. You're familiar with the Double Century?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends.
Okay.
That's been very, very popular.
Now, does the city get involved in supporting that in any way?
Well, it's actually the Davis Bicycle Club who is very involved in that, but
right.
We support the Bicycle Club. So in a way, indirectly, we support all those activities in the city.
Because that's just a huge event. It's like that's a nationally famous event. It's hundred miles, and Davis is, I've rode it years ago.
Right.
And so I know that's contributed to your the representation most people have in their minds of Davis as being a bike city because of the Davis Double. So you guys do kind of lend a little bit of maybe police support to it? Or?
Yeah, what we usually do, it's not usually the city that is responsible for it. We have lots of nonprofit organizations mm-hmm. who sponsor some of these things, and the city usually co-sponsor those activities. The nonprofit organizations will take the lead, and the city provides like you said, the police escort or police help and medical help and things like
okay,
that. So
okay.
We're always there.
You guys do provide that then, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
well, and there's a cost.
There's a cost.
Of course there is. Yeah.
In-kind support.
Right. I've put on events here when I was in Santa Cruz, bike festivals, things like that. I know that you pay for police protection. Nothing is free.
Right. We have we have another one coming up. We call it Turkey Trot. It's the Thanksgiving marathon, and there's a lot of people coming to attend that, and it's usually a fundraiser for nonprofits.
You call it the Turkey Trot?
circuit trot, right?
Right. Okay.
P-R-O-T.
Now, that's not a bike event, though. That's more just
it's
a ride.
Yeah, no, it's not. But what I'm saying is we have several of this, promoting bicycle as well as pedestrian or walkable bicycle, bikeable community, those kind of things.
A few years ago, you guys produced a really exciting high wheel bicycle event. Is there any will for bringing that back?
Yes, you know, we were talking about that. The commission is talking about that. We need to bring that back. That we call them cycle liberation. Uh-huh. I think what happened was it got too big that organizers were overwhelmed. And so they stopped, but the city needs to look into that and see what we could do. Hmm. But I'd like that to come back.
So is there any discussion taking place for that inevitability?
You know, we asked our commission, bicycle commission. Actually, we're having a joint meeting with the council and the bicycle commission on the 21st of November, next Monday, 2 weeks from now.
Great.
And those are the discussions that we're going to be talking about to promote more bicycle ridership, mm-hmm. and what else we could do for incentives for more people to ride their bike, and what kind of education we need to provide to the public schools. Those are the kind of things that we'll be talking about.
Wow. Other bike events that you produce there in Davis that the city is officially sanctioned that I don't know about?
Well, there are, you know, I can't think of one right now, but I'm sure that we will get a lot of input and recommendation ideas from the commissions. The other thing that I'd like to work on is to have a bicycle museum, because we have
right.
several of those old bicycles uh-huh. in storage, and we need to display them. And so I'm looking at how we could build a museum, bicycle museum, in the near future.
Huh.
That's one of my projects too.
Great. Now, when you step down or term out in next spring, when Mayor Sue comes on board, you and she are still going to work pretty close together. At least that's the word I get from her. How much longer are you still going to be with Davison? Another couple of years, or?
Well, my term as mayor ends June 06.
Yeah,
and that's also the end of my council.
Oh,
so I plan to
wow.
run again.
Uh-huh.
I'm running again in June 06.
Great.
So I'm hoping that if I get the most vote, then I become mayor pro tem again, and then mayor the last 2 years. And I'm hoping that, because
right.
I have a lot of projects I'd like to pursue.
Good.
Although even though I'm not the mayor, I would still be on the council, and I would like to push the council to focus on those programs.
Do you find that other cities come to you, Mayor Ruth, about the example you've set?
Yes, you know, I'm with the Sacramento Council of Government, and actually we talk a lot about bikeable communities, walkable communities, and we're trying to connect the different cities together so that we could go, like, you know, from Folsom. Folsom is part of that, we call it SACOG, and all the different cities now.
Rancho Cordova.
And then, right, and then I'm also in the Yolo Solano Air Quality District Management District, and we were talking, that's part of Solano, and I know that Vacaville is also trying to have the whole community bike connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the one of the council members were talking about, they just got a grant to finish that loop. And so, you know, those are the kind of things that we talk about when the electeds get together. How we could promote more healthy lifestyle, more alternative to just driving. And, of course, bicycle is the alternative to
okay,
that.
Okay, that stands to reason. You guys are totally the example, the standard by which bikes should be judged, at least in your region. Mm-hmm. Do you ever find that cities just, like, pick up the phone and someone's calling from, say, Houston or somewhere in the Great Lakes area or the East Coast? Has that ever happened?
Well, I haven't really gotten much call from them, but lately, yes, I've gotten some calls asking. But, you know, I'm very proud that we have a sister city in Sanju, Korea. And last year, actually, remember, the mayor was here.
Mm-hmm.
There
sure.
was a delegation
yeah.
from Sanju, Korea.
Right, they greeted us.
Yeah, and the reason how we got their sister city is they were interested in having one in the United States. And they went in the internet, and they had three criteria. One is because they're the bicycle city in Korea. Mm-hmm. One of their criteria was it has to be a bicycle city.
Right.
And the other one, it has to have a university strong in bicycle and wine component. And the third was has to have wineries around because that's what they had.
And pop out
Davis.
Uh-huh.
And so then they sent a delegation to Davis, and that time they were here. And they like it because of
okay.
the bicycle connection app and things like that.
Great.
So then I went there last year and we formalized the relationship. And so they have a celebration there the first Saturday in October. They call them a cycle celebration also. And it's their autumn festival. I think it's a 3-day. And actually this year they had an accident there. There was a rush of people at the opening and there was a stampede. 6 people died. That was too bad. But they were asking us to send a delegation of our bicycle people to go there. And we couldn't send one this year, but next year we're thinking of sending a group of people to go and ride in their autumn festival,
huh.
The 3-day celebration. So that's the kind of thing, because I was there. I was very impressed with their bike path and bike lanes, how they use them and how safe they are. And so I've been talking to our staff that I would like them to also go and see and incorporate in our, you know, our bike paths and bike lanes already very good in Davis, I think. But we could still improve some of them. What I saw in China and also in Korea, we could incorporate it in our streets, in our bike lanes, the bike paths. So,
so you have
that's
two,
what I would like to see.
You have two sister cities then. You've got China
Martin, actually we have eight.
Eight sister cities?
Eight sister cities, right.
Whoa.
Yes. And we have one in Japan.
Uh-huh.
We have two in China, one in Korea, one in the Ukraine, Uman. We have one in Rio Grande in El Salvador. And then we have two in the Philippines.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And you're Philippine, correct?
Yeah, I'm Filipino, right.
Did
right.
you have a hand in getting the Philippine
I just set that up last July because it was through the request of the Philippine president. You know, I met with her about 2 years ago,
uh-huh.
and she wanted to set up relations because of UCD, and she wanted to have relations with some of the cities there that have also universities is pushing for more research
wow.
rather than teaching.
Huh.
And they also use a lot of bicycles in those because, you know, like in China, you know, cars are still expensive for people. And so they ride their bicycle. And the same thing, the Philippines bicycle is still the mode of transportation within the community where our sister city is located.
So all eight of your sister cities, are they bike cities as well?
You know, I'm not sure about El Salvador. I haven't been there.
Uh-huh.
And Uman in the Ukraine, I haven't been there either. So I'd like to go and see, you know, the delegations that have gone before me, I don't know whether they really look at some of those alternative modes. They're like we would send business people, and then they just look at businesses again. But whenever I visit them, I look at everything. I look at their wastewater treatment, how they do it. I look at their water system. I look at their recycling system. I look at their transportation. Well, like a whole city, how efficient and effective their city operation, that's how I look at it. And what I've been pushing more is their bicycle transportation because the cities I have formed sister city relations are very strong in bicycle transportation.
Hmm.
So I've been very interested in those system programs.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Mayor Ruth, I'm probably going to let you go. I know you got a huge day ahead of you. This was a hard interview to get, as usual, with tracking you down has been a. It's been a treat and a joy, and I thank you for this.
Well, I appreciate your, asking me. I'm very proud of what we have done, Martin, and so I'm always happy to talk about it, and so I appreciate your asking me.
Are you a full-time mayor there?
Well, the council is actually part-time, but for me, it's been a full-time because
right.
I enjoy doing
right,
it, and
right.
I see this, right.
But you're paid for a halftime position, I guess, huh?
By the city. Actually, we don't get paid. It's sort of, we have a stipend.
Our stipend is
$600 a month.
Oh God. Okay.
Right. But I was fortunate enough to, you know, to have my husband work hard. I told him to work hard, and
you made him work hard. Huh?
Yeah, he had to work hard so I can do the things that I like to do, and he was good enough. He understood it because he was, you know, he loved the city, and he agreed with what I was doing.
Well, you know, we talked with another mayor that was kind of in a similar situation to you, and that was Mayor Tom Bates in Berkeley. I don't know if you know this.
Oh, yeah, I know Tom. Yes.
He's a volunteer mayor.
Exactly.
So, wow. Well, geez, that's city service.
You know, there's a lot of things we could do, and if we can do something. I think that's enough reward for what we do. It's very rewarding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, again, major treat to get to talk with you, Mayor Ruth. It really has been. And I thank you for the time you've taken with us today. Anything you'd like to add?
I hope you come by again next year.
We'll be there. I hope you guys are going to be ready for us.
Yeah.
Okay, Mayor Ruth, is there anything you'd like to add as we wrap this interview up?
Well, I want to thank you for what you're doing, Martin, and I hope you can continue it so that the whole country will be aware of more alternative, more transportation other than just cars, because we need to take care of our environment, and bicycling is a healthy lifestyle and also environmentally sensitive kind of program. So please continue what you're doing, and I hope that other cities are becoming more aware of what we're doing in Davis.
All right. Well, I can't wait to visit you this summer. And
okay.
And let's do talk about getting that high wheel event going there.
With you.
I think we can do some pretty good stuff. I think that's an exciting thought. So, again, thanks for you, Mary Ruth.
Thank you. And it was a pleasure talking to you, Martin.
All right. Thanks, Mary Ruth. Bye-bye. That wraps up another edition of the National Bicycle Greenways Mountain Movers podcast series. We hope you enjoyed it. This has been NBG Director and Awake Again author Martin Krieg. For more info about the NBG, go to nationalbicyclegreenway.com. To access this podcast in the future and to hear other shakers and movers that we've interviewed, go to bikeroute.com. So, Mayor Ruth, we're going to be there this next summer with our will be our fourth annual visit to Davis and our fifth annual National Mayor's Ride. Are you ready for us?
Well, I hope so. We've always enjoyed your visit, and we'll try to do better next time, you know, the last 2 years.
Great.
It was different 2 years, but I hope you have patience.